Okay, now when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning. Good afternoon, good evening to all you precious Blood River Radio fans out there. That's right, people. You're listening to Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bomber Deer Miller, and I'm going to be your guide for the next hour or so. We'll have Miss Nancy hit the bell cow. She'll be tuning in sometime during this hour. But I'd just like to thank all of our precious family for tuning in tonight. I'd like to thank you for supporting us. We're back home. We're back on the studio tonight. We were gone. Me and the Bitter Ender, I went to, here's what happened last week. I'll give you a quick outline. I left Memphis and took about a 3.5-hour trip up to Franklin, Tennessee. Picked up the Bitter Ender, and we went to the hellish trip. I can tell you, do not ever go through Atlanta, Georgia during rush hour. I've never seen traffic like that in my whole damn life. But 14 hours later, after I left Memphis, we arrived at our destination, and the upscale up thing was we had a wonderful, wonderful time. I'm getting ready to tell you about that in just a minute, people. But before I talk rattle on more any further, you know, this is May the 25th, and the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty. There is no name under the sun which a man can be saved other than Jesus Christ. That's it. Jesus Christ plus nothing. That's it. So people, if you know, also, this is a Blood River, this is a Christian prayer. I'm still excited over what we did last week. In fact, I talked to some of our guys just today that were there. If you will, bow your head. I'm going to do a quick prayer, people. Almighty Father, Father God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Blood River Radio, the God of Liberty News Radio, thank you so much for letting us have an event last week. Getting there, all members got there safe and sound, and that is a miracle in itself, the way traffic is nowadays, oh Lord. It's kind of hairy coming back. But thank you so much, God. Thank you for letting us, your people. I'm not saying they're all Christians up there, but I think most of them were, God, and they're your people. And Lord, I'd like to ask you to also help us here at Blood River continue to do the battle. It's a privilege to do the battle for you, O God, to fight the forces of evil and to fight the forces that are they're hellbound on committing genocide against all the white people of the world. Help us continue to do that. Never, ever let us lose faith. Never let us lose courage. Never let us lose the wisdom and discernment that you have given all those attributes to us, all those virtues to us. If you would, Lord, let this program go out and help our people to do our mission statement. And if we could, maybe we could bring somebody to Christ by this very broadcast. That would be icing on the cake. Now, I ask all this in Jesus' name, my man. People, I'd like to tell you a little bit before we get into the heavy meat of the program. Like I said, last week, I rode up Memphis, I-40. This is an aside. I just cannot get over how fast people drive on the interstates now. I rented a car, and it was a pretty fast car. But I'm telling you flat out, 75, 76, 78, that is in the slow lane. It really is. That's the slow lane. I'm going to say probably 90 is the new 70, maybe 100. And there's no way you can really get an average speed on the end because there's such a wide dispersion of speeds. They go from anywhere, I say in the fast lane, the passing lane, they run anywhere from about 85 to 90, up to 130. They'll go around you. I've never seen anything like it. It was like that when I went to Pensacola a couple of years ago. I guess I hadn't been on the interstate in a long time. But anyway, got there safe, went up I-40, cut off on I-840 bypass, picked the Bitter Ender up. And me and the Bitter Ender, there's nobody like the Bitter Ender. I love that guy. He's the last of a dying breed. Even back in the old days, there weren't many people like the Bitter Ender, like Gene Andrews. So we rode together. The only upside to go to Atlanta, he took me to this hoity-toity restaurant. I can't remember the name of it. Maybe I can ask him in the third hour when he comes on. But we went to, I won't name the city because we'll probably use it again someday, but it's a beautiful city, and it was the 20th anniversary of the political cesspool. And I'll tell you, I'm almost crying now, people. But I was a young man when we started. I'm an old guy now. You know, I met James Edwards 22 years ago, before we even thought that political cesspool would even become about. Well, and we talked about that during the conference. We went to this beautiful conference, beautiful hotel. Now me and the Bitter Ender, we had a super ultra deluxe hotel that my daughter had picked out for us. And I was joking, James and Keith and, you know, the hotel me and the Bitter Ender stayed in, like their hotel looked like the servants' quarters. I mean, you would not believe how fancy it was. And we got a steal on the price because my daughter fixes it up like that. And she really got us a good deal. But anyway, we went over. After Gene and I, the Bitter Ender, we were just dead when we got there. We rested up Thursday night. But the next day, we went in and we went to this great Grand Confederate History Museum. It's a private museum run by a private people up there that are real good friends of the TPC, good friends of the Bombardier. I met them last year. It's a unique, one-of-a-kind museum. That we got to do that before we went to the official ceremony started at 5 o'clock Friday night. But we went around touring me and James and Gene, everybody. We went doing things, nice things before we started the seminar, you might speak. They had some dynamite speakers there, fabulous speakers, Friday night and Sunday. We had supper. We all broke bread together Friday night and again Saturday night. I was flying so high Friday, I couldn't hardly settle down. I almost missed the mealtime because yours truly had to get a snort. One of our precious supporters, Jay-Z from AZ. Our supporters are up there. Jay-Z from AZ, he would not let me buy his drink. I was going to buy his drink and his precious wife's drink, but he bought me some. So I used to be the big bourbon drinker. I still kind of like it every now and then. Once in a blue moon, I get a drink like that. I got me some scotch, and I'll tell you what, it was in, you can, people can tell you, the lady doubled it up. I didn't ask her to, but I was flying pretty high by the time, I was just flying too high, too excited to eat. But we had one dynamite speaker after another. We had, of course, all the usuals like Sam Dixon, Dr. Hill. Of course, Jane spoke. We had Warren Balog. One of my favorite people who started the speaking was, usually I'm not that big a fan of his, was Brad Griffin. And I asked him, after he gave his talk, I asked him, could I have a copy of his speech, and he gave it to me. I'm going to use a lot of the talking points that he had. His talking points mainly were statistics and not fiery like us. You know how we're combative. But listen, I get to love on people. I'm telling you what, I'm still very, very emotional. People come up there and hug me and tell me how much they love me, how much I meant to them all these years. They appreciate you putting your neck on the line. But I hope I don't run out of time. I'm going to read this card. Boy, it's emotional. I got this card from my dear little, he's almost like a son to me, Matt Goodwin and his wife, Abigail, when they got there. Here's the card. It says, "Happy belated birthday, Eddie. You are a fine friend and a strong patriot, and we look up to you. I can't believe they look up to me. That's a load to carry. Sorry we were getting this to you late, but we want to deliver it to you in person. We've really been looking forward to seeing you and are excited to be with you this weekend. Love, Matthew, Abigail, and their precious little boy, EJ. And they drew a flag, the Blood River Radio black flag over here, and they gave me a very big birthday present. And I'm going to tell you about the flag I got. When we come back, I'll finish telling about our 20th anniversary cesspool thing, and then we'll go to heavy stuff. Be right back, folks.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ had been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Yes, indeed, you have to say so. Well, back to my Blood River Radio brothers and sisters. I love y'all so much. I really do. But the high point, I'm going to get back to Matt. I'm going to tell you the high point. Matt, I call her, she'll always be a bubble gal to me. Now, we met Abubagail for the first time. We did Blood River Radio. We did 7 hours of broadcasting from Montgomery Bell State Park. That was back. We were still real new. We came on board October 6th, 2018, and we did that, and we saw Abubagail up there then, and Matt's eyes immediately bugged out, and Abubagail couldn't get rid of the dude. He chased her until she caught him. So they got married. They got two precious kids now. But this is that car they gave me. And you have to be told that in person. You have to be hugged like that in person to know how people love you. I'm going to tell you what, people, you cannot buy love. Also, before I go to my big flag, I got this car. I found this car. I can't believe I had lost it. This car right here came from the Bell Cow. She sent me this on my birthday. It says, "Hope your birthday is wonderful. Have a happy birthday." It says something about Bon Hog. Oh, Boss Hog from the Old Cow, Nancy. She calls herself the Old Cow, but I call her the Bell Cow. And she gave me a knife that was made in South Africa. And I wouldn't take anything for it. I surely wouldn't, but you can't buy that. And listen, let me tell you something, people. Another thing had me in tears. I'm looking over to the left of it, and I see the Blood River Radio flag that I designed myself. And Miss Pam, my sister Pam. You heard us talk about Pam and Dennis from Virginia. Incidentally, Dennis sat in on us when we did our broadcast up there at the conference. And I'll tell you, everybody up there just about, there's some new people, but a majority of the people up there were just like we're even more closer than most relatives, loving each other, putting arms around each other, hugging each other. I mentioned maybe Courtney. I'll tell you a quick story about Courtney. Before she was married, she came up, she brought us a bunch of peanut butter cookies. She brought a bunch of peanut butter cookies to Memphis, and me and James took her out to a nice steakhouse. We ate, and she spent a day or so. We had her on the broadcast one night where James used to live. But it's people like that you get bonded with over the years. I mean, there's nothing like it. But Sister Pam spent hours. She did needlepoint with this flag every time when she would do it while she was listening to Blood River. And she said she lost count how many shows she had to watch and go through, she listened to go through before she made this flag. But it's beautiful. I wish I could put it on their website. She made it, and it's inside a frame. There's no amount of money would touch that flag. No way. No way. You just couldn't do it. Anyway, these people, they love us to death. And I love them. But I'm going to tell you, I'm just really still emotional about that. And I guess I would say the conclusion that it's just too bad. Oh, one thing bad. I messed my knee up. A kid had run to me with a bicycle some time ago while I was running. It just took my knee out. Miraculously, it's better now. It's 95% better now. But I went up there with my running clothes, my high-tech $200 running shoes. I was going to do a run with John Friend from the American Free Press. He wanted to run with me. I said, yeah, I'll take it. We were going to run together up and down the Reedy River. I didn't get to do that. I was hobbling around Thursday and Friday. I'm not kidding people. I was like I was crippled. I guess I needed crutches. I couldn't hardly do anything. Anyway, but there was so many high points, too many high points to remember to tell you about. I remember them all, but we're running out of time. The conclusion for this is, I'm telling you, it's just too damn bad. People assaulted the earth, people up there. And one more thing about Courtney, is it's just typical of our people. She has two of the most beautiful children I've ever seen. They were so beautiful, they're almost like they're artificial until 2 years ago. I haven't seen them recently, but I told her, what did you eat when you were carrying those kids when you were pregnant? What do you feed them now? I've seen kids all my life. I worked in La Bonner Children's Hospital for a short time when I was in nursing school. I've never seen kids that beautiful, any more beautiful anyway. Anyway, here we go. The conclusion is it's just too bad that the salt of the earth, Christian people, people that love their other people, people that love their race, people that love their brothers and sisters in spirit, the people that God made and smiled down upon, the people, the very salt of the earth that make up this world, what good, what little good there is in this world, they make it up. It's just a damn shame we have to meet in four walls, secluded someplace. We can't even tell who we are when you go into a hotel. You can't tell where you're from. It has to be in top secret. Or the damn Jews, the Antifa, the BLM, the Christ haters, the people that hate white people, the self-haters, you know the ones that will make our life miserable. They would threaten to bomb the hotel like they've done in the past here in Memphis when we had Duke in town some years ago. But it's just too damn bad. And I've really, for another truth, sometimes I wonder if we're ever going to get back where we can meet in a public place and be proud without being attacked like we were at Charlottesville and like we are every time we try to go somewhere and let it be known who we are. Well, people, that's pretty much. I wish I could tell you the whole 2 hours. I could easily talk 3 hours about this, but I'm going to have to cut it off because, after all, this is Yankee Day, Memorial Day. And so what we're going to do in just a minute, Lizzie's got this video, and we're going to play it. We'll probably run out of time. We'll probably have to play the last couple minutes when we come back after the break of the bottom hour. But this video is going to kind of set the tone for the next 2 hours. We're going to talk for our precious Memorial Day. So if you will, go ahead, Miss Lizzie, and run that clip.
Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. This weekend marks Memorial Day in the United States. Let us observe a moment of silence for the soldiers in the never-ending war of terror in the Middle East, who died and who will die tomorrow, believing that they were fighting for their people's freedom, but who in reality were fighting and dying for their most deadly and unworthy enemies, the Jewish power structure and the tribe behind that structure. Join with me now in silent thought as we look upon their graves and reflect on the lives that might have been. They fought and they died for a tribe whose goal is their extinction. They fought and they died for a tribe which has stolen nearly all the wealth that is rightfully theirs. They fought and they died for a tribe which has erased the borders of their nation. They fought and they died for a tribe which has twisted their spiritual life into a low IQ parody of religion centered primarily on worshiping and serving that tribe. They fought and they died for a tribe whose fundamental principle is to lie and deceive. They fought and they died for a tribe that is replacing them with hate-filled aliens in the land their ancestors built. They fought and they died for a tribe that has rendered them powerless in their own nation. They fought and they died for a tribe that has corrupted, captured, degraded, and made sexual slaves of their women. They fought and they died for a tribe who wants them all dead. The men and women of the National Alliance are dedicated to changing all that. We must have our own country again. We must have our own government again, answerable only to us. And we must make that government incorruptible, dedicated to the continued survival and advancement of our race, our people, forever. No other purpose, no other value can ever rank higher than that. No other purpose, no other value can ever be allowed to take precedence over that. The current political system of the United States is based on money-fueled popularity contests. It is unsuited to our task. The much-ballyhooed alt-right, having no fundamental principles, except perhaps a vague nationalism in which a racial tinge or fringe is tolerated, and a less-than-consistent dislike.
Dear Blood River Radio family, when we come back, we'll play the last few minutes of that clip that would really gets to the heart of the problem we're facing, and we'll be right back after this message, folks. Hang on to your seat.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Laura Winters. The long holiday weekend underway right now with millions of Americans flying and others taking to the road. Monday is Memorial Day. A new Fox News poll of registered voters finds 55% of Americans say they will not be planning a vacation this summer. 42% say they will be. Now, as for the reason some will not be taking a trip, 73% surveyed say they don't have the money. 15% say they just don't have the time. Forecasters warning of a very active, hyperactive hurricane season this year. NOAA predicting an 85% chance of an above-normal season. There could be 17 to 25 named storms due to record warm water. The hurricane season starts June 1st and runs through November. Another setback for Democrats in the Senate as a border bill fails to pass. USA's John Schaefer on the story.
The Senate has witnessed the failure of a border security bill for the second time. Democrats are pointing fingers at Republicans, a move Senator John Cornyn of Texas anticipated.
Vulnerable Democrats, including the President of the United States, can try to fool the American people into believing that they really care when obviously they don't.
It's worth noting that Democrats, including California Senator Alex Padilla, also oppose the legislation. They express dissatisfaction with the absence of discussions on visa expansion or assistance for the Dreamers. Instead, the bill aimed to formalize catch and release policies and allocate a specific quota for daily asylum cases. I'm John Schaefer.
And turning now to sports action on the ice. In Game 2 of the NHL Conference Finals, the New York Rangers beating the Florida Panthers 2-1 in overtime and tie up the series one game apiece. Game 3 tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock Eastern. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Well, precious Blood River Radio family, I wish I could get everybody that listens to this program. I wish we could somehow have a gigantic venue where we could get every single one of them into a great get-together, family get-together like we had this past weekend at the 20th anniversary of TPC. Anyway, people, without further, we're going to go back and we're going to finish up this clip, and then I'm going to make a few comments about the clip and then some other things, and we'll bring Miss Nancy in pretty soon. So go ahead, Miss Lizzie, go ahead and finish rolling that clip.
Of a variously defined modern world, leaps from star personality to star personality, from monarchism to white majority libertarianism, to Pinochet nostalgia, to 1940s style, or sometimes 1840s style, Catholicism, to national Bolshevism, to whatever seems exciting this month. It, too, is based on ephemeral popularity and is unsuited to our task. Nothing is more important than remaining true to our core vision of who we are, men and women of the European race, who our opponent is, the Jewish power structure, and what we are trying to accomplish, building an infrastructure that can grow into a true, sustainable white community that will survive hard times and eventually secure white living space under a racially conscious and race-based white government. If you abandon that core vision in pursuit of some other idea of success, like winning elections, you are effectively dead. If you win every election for the next 100 years, but you fail to secure white living space, or even desire it anymore, then success has totally eluded you, and you will have no descendants worthy of the name to congratulate you on your electoral victories. Years ago, I gave a speech in which I used the example of the Democratic Party to show how a once pro-white institution of notable power and success could be corrupted and taken over by our enemies if it made winning popularity its primary goal. I said in part, just over 100 years ago, the Democratic Party in the United States was the party of states' rights. The Democratic Party was the party of the white working man. The Democratic Party was the party of racial segregation, racial separation, and racial integrity. But neither the members nor the leaders of the Democratic Party were sufficiently aware of the forces the opponent had arrayed against them. Sadly, only a few even knew who the opponent was, and most of them were not men of principle. They were men of expediency. Whatever works was their watchword. And when Franklin Roosevelt swept into power on a wave of Jewish money, Jewish advisors, and a tsunami of vile lies and deceptions, the party of racial separation and the white working man quickly became the party of killing Germans for the Jews, and was eventually transformed into the party of affirmative action, unlimited immigration, Jewish supremacism, and diseased sodomites. But they did win a lot of elections. A great success, that. And I am sure that if you had warned the leaders of the Democratic Party in the late 19th century that in a few short decades their party would come to embody nearly the exact opposite of the principles it then upheld, they would have laughed in your face. They would have told you that the party leadership was in good hands, and that you could depend on the men who held the reins of power to do what was right. How wrong they were. The Republican Party is no different in its essence. What began as a party of cynical money men and hysterical abolitionist agitators eventually morphed into the implicitly white, quote-unquote, conservative party of opposition to Democratic and leftist, quote-unquote, excesses, though almost always adopting those very excesses as its own in a decade or two, and has now morphed again into the party of conservative chicken hawks who worship Jews, war, corporations, Jews, multiracialism, Jews, Israel, Jews, money, Jews, and Jesus in more or less that order. They are pragmatic.
I think we can cut that clip
off. Who do
right
whatever
right
they
now.
Need.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you, Miss Lizzie, for running that clip for us. I think that that thing goes a lot longer, but we're running out of time. But I thought that was a dynamite clip. Miss Nancy found that. We decided to run that clip just today. It's perfect for Memorial Day. Just to remind you how the way he started off, Kevin Alfred Strom from American Dissident Voices. He started off saluting Memorial Day and having a moment of silence for the fallen soldiers who fought for world Jewry. And I'd like to remind people, he's talking about the wars that are going on in the Middle East for Israel, but also, if you go back in time, in chronological order, if you go back, Vietnam was no different. The same people that caused the wars in the Middle East, they caused our war, me and the Bitter Enders War in Vietnam, Uncle Junior's war in Korea, my dad's war in the Second World War, my great-uncle Tommy, First World War, going all the way back to the Lincoln's War. All wars were started by the same people, started by the same Jew. The same Jew bankers financed the North and the South, pretty much. But anyway, we're going to get on. That audio kind of sets the tone for the rest of this hour, what's left of it, and for also for the second hour, when dear Miss Nancy has a lot of stuff we're going to cover. We have a lot of stuff to cover. I don't even know if we can cover it all, because the Bitter Ender is going to be coming in the third hour with Miss Braveheart, Miss Monica. So anyway, so Nancy can join us anytime, and I'm going to start talking about these other items we have. We're going to go over to this list I have, and I would like to listen. I would like to say this about the American college students. I think I'm fully vindicated about some of the people said that I've talked to some of the people, some in our own circle, saying they would like to be very conscientious about, they would like to take pride and be uplifted in what the students were doing. Now, when I'm talking about the students, I'm talking about the students in Columbia, UCLA, Yale, University of Texas at Austin. All these other colleges, they've been protesting, as you know, by their own words. They're protesting the mass genocide being perpetrated against the Palestinians of all races, the Palestinian Islamic people, Christians, people of no religious beliefs, They're killing everything that moves, man, woman, child, mass genocide, mass murder. That's what the college students have been protesting. They said it over and over and over. And they also, educated me and other people like me to the point, the fact that millions, not billions of billions of dollars have been funneled into Israel. I could say it's being laundered through the universities into Israel. These college students that people suspect that it could be a mole, it could be a, you know, controlled opposition. No, their point that people will have to go. I'll come right back. I'm going to finish this right here about the college students, and we got enough to blow the pack the walls out. We've got so much to cover. The rest of this 15 minutes and the whole second hour. Be right back, folks.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C., and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Thank you, dear Blood River Radio family, for holding on. Thank you so much. I was a little bit thinking about this past week. Still a little bit up there. But I'm 100% here, though, if that makes sense. And when people like to go back and talk about these college students, how they were, a lot of people have besmirched them. And in some ways, you can understand why. Here's the deal. These college students told us over and over, and I'll just kind of go back and rephrase what we said. They were complaining about the mass slaughter in Palestine. And as an aside, that's just one slaughter that these Jews have been behind, slaughter and ethnic cleansing for the past 2,000 years. But anyway, that's what they're complaining about. So I don't see why people cannot understand this. And listen, they were being attacked. I found out just this week, just today, as a matter of fact, well, last night and today, a fellow by the name of, Warren Balog. He has an excellent video he's put out documenting lead pipe, unbreakable truth of who was causing the problems of these students' student demonstrations. UCLA is the worst case scenario for the students that were protesting. Listen, they were these kids camping out, sleeping, trying to get the American politicians, could say Jewish politicians, to reel in the bulldog, the murdering Israel from killing the people in Palestine. They're also insisting, like I said, I've probably said this 100 times, to stop giving billions of dollars in money and war materials so Israel can keep on killing and killing and killing. The World Court, what a joke. They've been indicting all these people in Israel, and they said they commanded Israel to stop the war, and the Israelites, and Bibi Netanyahu continues to give the fingers to the World Court and the United States and everybody else. But it's getting back to the point. At UCLA, these other so-called counter demonstrators who have been outed, they are Jews. They've been, this video I'm telling you about that Warren Balog put out, you can find this easily. It documents, get this, people, this infuriates me. I can barely speak. It makes me so mad. You have Jews that are expatriates in this country, 250,000 of them living in the Los Angeles area alone. They have these Jews coming in, and get this, many military from the IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, from the Mossad, have been identified. They have troops from Israel, army troops, IDF, and Mossad, attacking these college students with impunity. They're going in, they're using high-powered explosives, like cherry bombs, silver sloughs that can blow your hand off. They're taking pipes, steel pipes, 2x4s with nails in them, beating the hell. Listen, get this, people. I want you to get this through your skull. You have foreign military people that are agents of another foreign country, Israel, beating up American college students. Our kids. These are our kids, man. And guess what? If that's not bad enough, they're in league with the damn United States law enforcement. This shows them they're in there with these sheriff's deputies from Los Angeles County beating the 11 to hell, beating these women, girls and boys, beating them and just dragging, just treating them the most awful way. There's been scores of kids being taken off to the hospital, you know, and it's a wonder, amidst a thousand wonders, that they haven't been killed. Well, they identify one Jew. He's an 18-year-old high school kid. And guess where they live? They live in Beverly Hills. They have these billionaire Jews in there. And you know what? It's destroying. They're absolutely hellbound that they're going to get rid of what's left of the Constitution of the United States. They're going to get rid of the First Amendment. They're not going to let these kids say a damn word. And they're not going to let them protest against what's going on. So what you're seeing, I told Nancy today, what you're seeing at UCLA is coming to other colleges here in America. You're seeing Gaza, the United States of Gaza. UCLA has become like Gaza. The damn Jews are doing to the kids at UCLA exactly like they're doing in Palestine. And you know what? We got to go with Sister Nancy. And to make things even to rub salt in the wound, the Jew media, the Jew-controlled Zion media, here's the tale they're spinning. They're saying that what they do is, before these Jews, IDF, Mossad, Jew-pill personnel, they go get these American flags and wave them, and they start saying, USA, USA, USA. And what they're doing, they're framing the narrative that they're fighting these students, that the students are terrorists and screaming for the death of Israel, screaming for the death of Jews. And they're saying, we're pro-Hamas, we're Hamas. That's a damn lie. It's a damn Jew lie. These kids have said over and over and over, they're trying to stop the mass genocide, and they're trying to stop the billions of dollars from coming to the United States. Going from the American universities over to Israel. And that's, but the Jew media has got the truth totally, they made a lie. It's not, what they're saying is it's a lie. It's just over and over and over. But reality is just what I said. You got a bunch of damn Jews grown men attacking college students and then framing in the most of these dumb Joe six packs in the United States think, oh, we gotta go over and fight them dirty Hamas kids. We gotta clean their clock, and by God, this burger will drink me some beer and wave this Yankee flag. Anyway, Sister Nancy, take over for a minute, buddy. Come in here and bail me out, sister.
Totally. I think it's an expose that needs to be repeated on every program. I've got so many things to cover with Gaza and the Jews, but I'll start by this thing, which is a follow-up on what you've been talking about. This week's tar and feathering would go to the butcher of Gaza, Bibi Netanyahu. In 2001, there is a leaked video that is available. He is bragging about the genocide that they will do to the people of Palestine, and we, U.S. citizens and our government, will do nothing. Well, that has come to pass. Of course, they've been picking on and attacking the Palestinians since before 1948. The hero of the week, again, would be my Kentucky representative, Thomas Massey, who had an overwhelming victory in the primary on Tuesday against two opponents, even though the AIPAC has spent a lot of money to attack Thomas Massey. Thomas Massey is an MIT graduate. He's an engineer, and his victory wrecked the AIPAC opposition of $400,000 that they spent in the primary to beat him. He came out with 76% of the vote against two opponents. And I'm really proud of that. With reference to what you are talking about with these Jews that are actually fighting the students, interesting enough, this is another interesting fact that came out, because two silly GOP representatives want to give benefits to Americans, mainly Jews, of course, who are serving in the Israeli army. Now, from what I can gather from what this article states, over 20,000 Americans are now fighting Hamas.
My God.
And they're working with the IDF soldiers, and that what these two representatives, Republican clowns, want, they want protections for these men who have been fighting in Gaza. They want the same protections as we give to U.S. National Guard or reserves when they have to leave their job for an extended period of time and are guaranteed their job is held for them. Those types of guarantees, these two clowns want to guarantee the same to people who are actually traitors, who should have lost their passport to begin with because they are fighting for another country. Although, really, when you look at it, it is our country.
Yes.
Israel is our country. We are the tail end of Israel. That is exactly what we are. They are wagging the tail, and that is the U.S. We are the ones who are under the control of the Jews. One of the silly things that came out when we're talking about silliness, I read the National Enquirer. It's like those two magazines. And
Sister Nancy, we got to go to
behind the campus protest.
What a farce! We got to go to break. People, dear Blood River Radio family, we're going to transition to the second hour, and we're going to just kind of get on going to be like this first hour. So be right back, folks. We'll get you some coffee. It's going to be a 5-minute break.